together.
Should he stay or should he go? That's the question that everybody's asking themselves that are backing Rick Santorum. In 3 weeks, Pennsylvania is up for grabs in the primary. It's key for Rick Santorum to hang around, but will he even make it for the next 3 weeks? How about our debt? Our debt is climbing. It's a number I've never heard of. $15,617,723,000 or something like that. The scary thing I noticed that was on the day I happened to come across one of the headlines in one of the papers I was reading that the interest payments are going to exceed the defense budget by 2019. That's staggering. Is there anybody who doesn't think we need to tackle the deficit? I mean, how much can we spend? I don't care what flavor you are, meaning your stripes, Democrat or Republican. I mean, this is a layup. You got to cut that debt without a doubt. We get to the point where we're talking $17 trillion, look out. I mean, it's already way over time. It's beyond over time. Just recently, I was in New York. The clock has exploded. There's no more debt clock because it doesn't even add up to those numbers. That's how scary it is. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. If you've never heard me before on the airwaves and you're listening somewhere barreling down the road, maybe with your family, sound asleep in the back, the steel of the night. You're out trying to make some time and get to where you're going. Drive safely. And good luck with that gas, because if you're going any distance, you'll notice gasoline prices vary from state to state. If you're on the West Coast, you could be talking about maybe $5, definitely over $4. If you're in Florida, the Tampa area, I know, as my brother lives there and sister-in-law, they told me it's up over $5 in that region. And if you're in the Northeast, pretty much $3.80, $3.90 a gallon of regular. Somehow, people kind of have gotten off the gas thing, but I think it's going to climb up more, especially with another holiday weekend coming up in May. Memorial Day weekend is usually when you see things shoot up. And if it keeps going in the direction it is, then it's a layup that it's going to be like $5. What happens then? Suddenly, do we open up the already weakened petroleum reserves? Do we open up those reserves? Do we lift the moratoriums? And we being the government, being specifically Barack Obama, does the president look at the strategic petroleum reserves and say, well, we got to go here. We'll have to dip into this, even though we're a little bit lower than we would like, because he's playing for another term. And if he wants that so-called flexibility that he was telling Putin about, then he would have to be elected. If gas is sky high, some people might think twice. I think that's the one thing that would be costly to his campaign, without a doubt. All right, let's dive into a couple of things right off the top. Let me give you the payoff of some of the things I just mentioned. And one of them is the fact that the debt is clearly so high. It's nothing new. We keep talking about it ticking up. It's not going in the opposite direction. It hasn't been for years. So now the figures, though, are specifically out. The fiscal year runs, remember, October 1st through September 30th. The total public debt is subject to a limit, right? Then you have a statutory debt limit. Then you have total public debt outstanding limit, blah, blah, blah. And we've busted all of those. We've pretty much run through all of it. And that this is where we're at. The interest is so scary. The interest, the same period for 2011, $94,459. Interest for the fiscal year 2012 through February, $99,386. Yeah, I'm not going to go through a whole numbers thing with you because you know the numbers are bad. The numbers are numbers we don't even know. We can't even really calculate in our head. How much peace of mind could that kind of money buy you? But we're in the opposite direction. It's stress. There's no peace of mind. The Chinese own our debt, for goodness sake. And we're just hanging around in the background, waiting for somebody to do something sensible in Washington to chop that number, to at least start to take it in the opposite direction. All right, I said that Rick Santorum has to make a decision. He's taking 4 days off from his campaign. Before he did that, he got together with some conservatives to talk about his future and, you know, what was going to happen there, staying in the game. And apparently, from the flies on the wall leaked it to the media, he's staying in the race, feels confident about Pennsylvania, and wants to go through other states because of the numbers that you could possibly add in some of those winner-take-all contests. Boy, a lot of people jumped on this Arlen Specter immediately, went after Santorum after the three losses to Romney in Wisconsin, Maryland, and the District of Columbia. Remember, Romney criticized Santorum for supporting Specter in 2004 for that whole re-election deal, because Romney argued that Specter eventually went on to become, you know, he went on to become a vote in the passage of the health care reform. So all of that aside, he jumped parties and switched to the Democratic Party in 2009 to run as a Democrat after the polls showed that he was going to have a hard primary battle, and he lost in his new party's primary, while the conservative Pat Toomey won the seat. So there's a little thing, there's a few things at play here, and Specter says that the former Massachusetts governor has switched his positions too many times, and people don't know who Mitt Romney is. But at the same time, he's saying that Rick Santorum's campaign's over. So I guess he's sticking with the Democratic Party this time around, because he went after the two guys that are left on the stage. And now you have the Republicans, the John McCains, who are starting to take jabs at Santorum, because the idea is get him out of the way, move on, and focus on one guy, and the one guy is Mitt Romney. Whether or not he has hair that doesn't move, or he's another stiff version, conservative style of Al Gore, or whatever the negatives are for Mitt Romney, the Romney Care thing in Massachusetts, other possible areas to attack Romney. If he's left standing, there's only one decision to make. You're either, if you're voting, you're either going for Barack Obama or you're going for Mitt Romney. Obama has a couple of foes this time around besides the politics of keeping his residence the same, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. There still is that little thing about the court, the Supreme Court, that got him into some hot water. We're going to talk about that next briefly on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Supremes. If you want to weigh in on this or some of the other things that we're going to talk about, feel free to jingle these numbers. 800-259-5791. Kate Delaney hanging out with you across this great nation. So taking on the Supreme Court, it's like fire and ice when you're the president and the people in the robes are right down the street. He's not the only one to do it, of course not. But he challenged the court big time by saying a decision to strike down his health care law would be an unprecedented, extraordinary step. We aired that clip many times on the show, and it touched off a red-hot, week-long controversy over the court's right to judicial review, frankly, and the president's use of the microphone, the airtime he gets. The bully pulpit is a better way to say that, I suppose. Mitch McConnell came out swinging hard, the Senate Republican leader. He said in a speech in Lexington, Kentucky at the Rotary Club that the president not only tried to publicly pressure the court into deciding a pending case in the way he wants it decided, but he questioned its authority under the Constitution and that the president needed to back off. This isn't the first time the president has clashed with the high court in public. The last time it was right to their faces, remember? He criticized them for really paving the way for the corporations to spend whatever amount of money they wanted to on independent political ads. And he did that in his State of the Union address. Remember the camera shots, boom, right on their faces in 2010. He had six justices that were there that were in the front couple of rows. So this case is, and legal experts are saying that the initial comments on Monday have been dialed back, and certainly they have been, but were interpreted as much more defiant than any other president has ever gone after the Supremes and said the way he said it. They've wrapped it up a little bit differently. So Eric Holder, the attorney general, was trotted out, and he said the power of the courts to review the constitutionality of legislation is beyond dispute, and that acts of Congress are presumptively constitutional, and its legislative judgments deserving of respect, so that the president's remarks were fully consistent with the principles described herein. Doesn't that sound like such gobbledygook crap? How about, what if he came out saying, hey, he's the president, and he can say what he wants to say, and too bad if he steps on some toes and maybe oversteps his bounds. I don't care. But, of course, Eric Holder's not going to say that. He's under fire anyway for some of the things that he's done. I said that the president should have pink-slipped him a long time ago. Jay Carney is still kind of new to the game. He's the White House spokesperson and the borough press secretary, and he says that the president's comments on the Supreme Court during a back-and-forth with reporters, that the president didn't intend to imply that the court lacks the authority to overrule the law, commonly now referred to even by the president himself as Obamacare. His defense of it was a little different than Eric Holder, because I don't know that Jay Carney was ever a lawyer. He says he certainly was not contending that the Supreme Court doesn't have its right and responsibility, the ability, to overturn laws passed by Congress unconstitutional. What? And he said later that the president was the reverse of intimidation. And then told everybody, and this is the part I loved and I couldn't wait to share with all of you on the air. Okay, so he's supposed to deflect and defend what's going on at the White House. We get that. But he kept getting pressed by the reporters. So he ended up saying at one point, well, he was a law professor. And that's how he speaks. So basically saying, you people are just a bunch of dummies, and he's a smart guy. He speaks in legalese, and he said correct things. So I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. Unprecedented for the Supreme Court to strike down the health care law? We could have a field day with that. But it'd be easy to take them apart for it. Because I think somebody planted something. I think somebody told the president what was happening and what the ultimate vote might be. And so this was a way to get in front of it. Let's put it that way. That's how you get in front of the controversy and own it. Put it out there as yours. And I think that's what that was intended to do. And maybe that's what it's done because so many people covered it. Now, since Obama made a statement on Monday, a lot of people are talking about some of the other things that have happened with presidents and Supremes. It's interesting, one that I dug up and some other people I'm sure have dug up because we all know this. We learned it in history class. President Lincoln in the 1860 campaign announced that he wasn't going to enforce the court's Dred Scott decision that would uphold slavery in U.S. territories. He said that he was pretty much stickler for that. We know what Abraham Lincoln stood for. So was that more harsh? Was it not as harsh as what Obama said? I don't know. You be the judge. He has dialed it back. He knew he stepped on some toes. And this is big for the Perez, because whatever happens here has an effect on the campaign. And whether or not this law could collapse into the ocean, stays a little bit intact, or is just completely trashed. Just goes out and let's start all over again. And there's a very good chance of that. It's just tough to read if you go by ideology. And I went off on a whole thing about this the other day. Then you would think that the court is going to be 5-4. That's what we've seen. And the decision about the corporations and how much money they could donate is a really good one, because look at what happened with the Supreme Court there. if history tells us anything, there's a good chance 5-4 could be in play. But I don't have a crystal ball. If I could predict events ahead of time, I would probably, for selfish reasons, besides all the things that we talk about that of serious importance that are truly the buzz in the backyard, I would look to see how my Philadelphia Phillies were going to do the rest of the season. Because guess what? It was opening day in baseball. Oh, you got to love opening day. There is nothing better than opening day. People skip school. Kids skip school. And people skip work. I've got 5 friends skipping work. Taking the day off, though. Not calling in sick. Taking the day off. Why? To go to opening day. To go and check out the very first game of the season and maybe never come back till the end of the season. But there's something special about an opening day. And a lot of special things happen on opening day. For Cincinnati, because of all the history, they have parades. I don't think anyone in Cincinnati works. In fact, was Cincinnati shut down today? Did anybody get any skyline chili? Might have been difficult because this is truly a tradition that is upheld. They have not gone away from it, and you get really a little bit of everything with the Reds. But definitely you get lots and lots of history. Coming up in our next segment on America Tonight, we've got numbers we can count. Thanks to all of you saying, oh, it's your favorite segment. We're going to make sure that we squeeze it in. Topping We Can Count, we're going to tell you about a Russian arms dealer, Notorious, who was sentenced. And some people feel as though he was sentenced a little bit light. It should have been much more than what he got. But this is a guy who, boy, was a butcher, really. And he would sell guns to almost anybody. And those guns ended up in a situation where he finally got pinched because they could trace the guns to him. All right, that's coming up next here on America Tonight.
Diesel owners, have you had enough of hard starts, poor mileage, and poor performance? The cause is Stiction, a gummy residue that clings to injectors like cholesterol clings to arteries. Stiction robs your diesel engine of power, performance, and gas mileage. The answer, Hot Shot Secret.
This is Lee from Minnesota. I have a F-350 with a 6.0 diesel, and I had many injector problems and hard starting problems. After I added Hot Shot Secret, it now starts better, feels stronger, and my mileage went up 2 miles per gallon. I recommend Hot Shot Secret to anyone with a diesel engine.
Hot Shot Secret, the only oil additive engineered to remove stiction in all diesel engines. Clean from the inside out with Hot Shot Secret. Available nationwide at all Tractor Supply stores or call 800-341-6516. That's 800-341-6516. Or go to HotShotSecret.com. Hot Shot Secret, powered by science.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com, the doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams. I can hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. Now, did you read the news today?
All right, we have just one quick weekend count, then we're headed to the movies. We want to make sure we get you off on this holiday weekend with a couple of cheap movie reviews. We do it each and every week. So there's one big movie, I think, that's going to just explode at the box office. But speaking of exploding, here's our one we can count. The numbers, 25 years behind bars for convicted Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout. He was sentenced in a New York federal court. He said, "I'm not guilty. I never intended to kill anyone, and I never intended to sell arms to anyone. God knows this is the truth." He was dubbed the Merchant of Death by his accusers. He was convicted on four counts of conspiracy to kill Americans, acquire and export anti-aircraft missiles, and provide, of course, the material to support a terrorist organization. He could have gotten life in prison. He didn't. He got 25 years. So he says he's in shock. They say they're going to appeal the process. This is all part of a 2008 sting that happened with U.S. drug enforcement guys in Thailand, and they believe, Bout says he believed he was selling weapons to Colombian guerrillas. Uh-huh, yeah, right. "I'm just a good guy. I was making lots of money." What are you talking about? I don't understand. All right, let's head to the movies instead. This movie will probably be, I think, huge this weekend, or at least the upcoming weekends, because of the success of the previous movies. It's the American Reunion.
"Hello, my old friends.
I thought about throwing them out, but they just have too much sentimental value. But you know, it seems like only yesterday when I bought these for you."
"Boy, these pages are all stuck together here."
"You guys are here for the reunion, huh? Hey, Kevin, is that what I think it is on your face? Come on. Yeah.
Jim? You don't remember me, do you? It's been a long time since I needed a babysitter.
Kara?
It's my 18th birthday tomorrow. You should come to my party.
Please, I
want you to come so bad.
Let's make this weekend our bitch.
Let's get a little lit.
You better be ready.
You better be ready.
The senior wish list.
Remember, we all had to write about our future.
Chris Ostreicher
hopes to find true love.
Quirchick, who's this douche?
My boyfriend.
You two are banging, and you two used to bang.
This must be awkward for all of you.
Steven Stifler hopes to keep the party going with his boys.
There's a smoking hot 18-year-old girl that used to babysit. I'm not going to cheat on my wife. I'm a father now.
Be her daddy.
Jim Levenstein hopes to have the sex life of Ricky Martin.
You're probably having more sex than any of us.
Probably.
High school was awesome.
Well, yeah, it was special.
Then we graduated and started getting jobs and getting married and having kids and all that other stupid stuff.
None of our lives are perfect, but no matter what we're going through, we'll always be there for each other.
Were we just as obnoxious as these kids back in the day?
No, our generation was definitely more mature.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna throw up.
You know, Dad, it's been 3 years. Think maybe it's time for you to get back out there?
Who might you be?
I'm Stifler's mom.
Oh, I'm Jim's dad.
American Reunion.
I have not had a night like that since the 70s.
Don't need this.
You'd be surprised what you can do with a well-placed thumb.
All right, pretty obvious. Think back. I know you can remember maybe 10 years ago. These were so hot, these movies. So it was 99 when these Michigan kids used to hang around, and now fast forward, some are married and some are still just crazy. There is a definite audience for it. Here's the good news. 1 hour, 53 minutes. It's definitely R-rated, but I believe it's going to probably do really well. Titanic, this also might score big numbers. In 3D, it's a re-release and done really, really well, supposedly. Check this out.
A gift, not on the tend on wasting it. You never know what hand you're going to get dealt next. You learn to take life as it comes at you.
When the ship docks, I'm getting off with you.
Know how the Titanic ends, right? Everybody gets what's happening here. So the difference is this is a 3D release. It's a long movie. You be killing some serious time. 3 hours and 17 minutes. If you need some batch time, you know, you love your wife or you love your girlfriend, send her to this movie, and you'll get 4 hours plus by the time they get there and get back. This is a re-release done just a little bit differently. It's a great way for James Cameron to make some movie. Comic-Con, a fan's hope. This is about Vulcans, vampires, wizards, Wokies. I think they're called Wokies. Anyway, Comic-Con is a big thing they do in San Diego. Check this out.
Never forget the first time I took a peek next to a stormtrooper and a Klingon. That could only happen at Comic-Con.
Okay, we're good.
I looked out my hotel room window and I saw 3 Ninja Turtles really impatiently checking their watches.
In the mind of every comic book fan, Comic-Con is just the answer to all your prayers. It's like heaven, in as much as, like they always tell you, when you go to heaven, everything you've ever lost is going to come back to you.
My wife's not too ecstatic about this whole toy collecting thing. But I will not leave that con unless I have those figures.
Comic-Con is a job fair for comic book industry.
Under the fire, as Duran Duran would say.
I read comics every day as a kid, and I really, really want to do this so badly.
Every 11!
Comic-Con is a great place for exposure. And it's a big chance for me to get myself out there. It's about getting all your friends together and going on a suicide mission. And that's what this is. It's a suicide mission for my future.
One day, not only do you go to Comic-Con, you go to Comic-Con every year, so much so that, like, you get greeted by Stan Lee when you show up. No, and the 11-year-old me would be like, how did we get so fat?
So Comic-Con is a big deal. It's a documentary. And actually, this is a movie I'd like to see. I love documentaries, and it's the whole comic book scene. People who are selling comics, people who are involved in the comic book to movie world, that kind of thing. And you can hear some of the voices like Seth Green, Stan Lee, uber famous from the days of his comic books, and what his comic books now have exploded into. I think this documentary actually would be pretty interesting to watch. But guess what? You can get it on Netflix for a song probably in another 6 or 7 months, or Redbox for $1.90. So probably wait. The next time I go to the movies, it's going to be for the Batman remake, the next installment, I think, of The Dark Knight, or The Avengers. I do like the idea of The Avengers. That means taking all the comic book folks and putting them together. Marvel, you know how they do that. They're putting them all together. So Scarlett Johansson's in it, and you know who else would be in it? The Iron Man's in it. Any of the comic book heroes are all part of that. Jeremy Renner's in it, who is Hawkeye, and seems really cool. And I've got an 11-year-old nephew who definitely wants to go see the Avengers. That means Aunt Kate's taking him to see the Avengers, so that's probably the next movie that I'll go to, and that's coming up in another couple of weeks. Coming up next on America Tonight, a conversation with Ben Fuchs about how I finally learned to drink water. I'm so serious about that. I probably was lucky if I drank a cup a day. Hang with us.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com. Or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
I like to see you.
We've been talking to my pal Ben Fuchs for a while now, since the late summer of last year. And boy, what a difference he's made in my life since we got together accidentally, actually, at a conference in New York. And one of the things that Ben said to me is, he talked to me about a lot of different things, but also about drinking water. And you know what I realized? I am not a water drinker. I drink a little water, but not a lot of water. And since I met Ben and since he started to pound that into my head a little bit, I now can tell you, guys listening to me, you've got to drink water. Forget the Gatorade, forget the Red Bull, forget all that crap. When you're, it's like me. I came off the golf course the other day. What am I doing? I am drinking water, and I feel better. And I feel, also, I'm satiated. I don't feel like I used to feel going into the car. So joining us now from the bright side, he does his own show and talks about all this good stuff, is Ben Fuchs. Hey, Ben.
Hey, that's awesome. I love that. That's one of my favorite subjects.
And you know what, it is the honest to God's truth. I would go to a restaurant, whatever it was, whatever I was doing was on the golf course. It would be like a Powerade, or I would have, I would have Diet Coke. I would have anything but water.
If you're dehydrated, that's the worst thing you can do. Let me tell you why, a couple reasons. Water's fascinating stuff. First of all, you know, they tell you to get out of the pool when there's lightning, right? You know how to get out of the pool? Why did I say that?
Because they're afraid it's going to attract the lightning and you're going to get struck.
So water conducts electricity very effectively. Okay? You, my dear, are 70% water, close to 70% water, okay? All right? Now, water conducts electricity. The reason, if their water environment is not just so in your body and in your cells, the electrical energy does not work effectively. You become like a rundown battery, essentially. And alternatively, when you drink water, the electrical milieu changes, and you, in essence, become electrified with water. Water electrifies. It's even better than that, okay? Because, you see, over time, as you're doing your a waste product is developed. That waste product is something called ammonia. And ammonia is really nasty, nasty stuff. Now, the body has mechanisms for handling ammonia, but over time, those mechanisms become slowed down and ammonia levels build up. Now, they build up dramatically enough to go into a coma, but even if they build up just slightly, if you have liver problems, the liver handles ammonia, a kidney problem, kidneys involved, if you have any of these typical problems that many people have, you are now going to handle ammonia much less effectively. Water dilutes ammonia. Water will take care of brain fog if you have a toxic liver and you're confused or you're losing to have memory issues. If you have any kind of neurological problems secondary to toxicity in the liver, toxicity in the digestive system, the bacteria in the intestines also make ammonia. If you have any digestive, this is everybody pretty much, digestive problems, liver problems, water will dilute that ammonia and get rid of it, help you get rid of it much faster. You've got more electrification from water, and you have more detoxification. Finally, all of the chemical reactions in your body are set up to happen when the water is just at the right point. As you get dehydrated, the chemical reactions happen much more slowly. So you have faster and more effective biochemistry and chemical reactions when you drink water. And last but not least, water is a great way to thin the blood. I know it's three, but there's one more thing. Water is a great way to thin the blood and keep it moving more effectively. There are many illnesses that are caused by sluggish blood. And your point, you said one of those brilliant things, Pete. When you are hungry, you think many times all you want is water. And if you give yourself water many times, not only will that take care of your so-called hunger, but even if you do go off meat, you won't eat anywhere near as much.
I completely agree with that, and that's what you were telling me. So it's not only given me, I don't know, more energy or something, but the key thing is, and the reason I was really making myself drink it, was to not eat as much, was to not reach for French fries or to just forget for a day or do something,
that's,
you know, instead of.
That's
and it's
give yourself ways. Hack into your system, basically. Give yourself ways to meet that need without doing the crap. Now, I talked to a guy this week. I teased him. I call it a cheesehead, Wisconsin, you know? And I was asking pictures of people from Wisconsin because I met the guy who did a Tombstone Pizza once. Did you ever hear Tombstone Pizza?
Yes.
I met him. He had, like, multiple heart attacks, of course. And he told me the story of Tombstone Pizza, and that's why he named it Tombstone, by the way, because he had so many heart attacks. And whenever I think of people from Wisconsin, I know I probably shouldn't, I think of cheeseheads. But anyway, I tease this guy, cheesehead, right? He said, he can't stop eating cheese, he can't stop eating french fries. So I told him, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, roast them, put all the oil and butter and coconut oil you want, put salt on them, and mix up the veggies. Just make sure they're roasted to release the sugar. And he called me a couple of days ago, and he said, he lost almost 20 pounds, he didn't even try to lose the weight. Didn't even try in 2 weeks, 20 pounds in 2 weeks, just by doing that, just by hacking into the system like that, hacking into your body's need for salt, hacking into your body's need for oil, hacking into your body's need for sugars, but in the right way, in the form of vegetables. And you won't need the pizza. You won't even want to, he said to me, he can't even go back to pizza. He said, it's only been 2 weeks. He said, I can't even go back to pizza after eating that, and that's exactly how you're going to feel. And you know what else? Hacking into your body's need for nutrients with liquid nutrition, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, soup, veggie soup. Get yourself on all day long liquid nutrition. And I don't know if you've said this before, Kate, but when you're on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the best thing to do is to give it to yourself in slow sips throughout the day. Not just all at once. You want to do it throughout the day, a nice slow sip. You get your Beyond Tangy Tangerine. A lot of people tell me they do it first thing in the morning. That's not how you want to do it. You want to give it nice, sustained release sips, and you want to be drinking lots and lots and lots of good, pure, clean water throughout the day.
Yeah, and you really are right about that. It's just such a game changer, such a life changer by making yourself drink it, and then you like it. I never liked it.
Yeah.
That was the thing. I thought I never liked it.
You had to force yourself. You had to force yourself.
Isn't
there like a glass of clean, cold, refreshing water? Or anything more refreshing?
Nope.
Holy moly. Holy.
I agree with you. And the key thing is, too, this is worth repeating for people listening, because they always ask me about power foods. They love it when you come on the show,
right.
And they always ask
right.
me about power foods. And you just said some when you related the story about the guy calling you and saying he had lost the 20 pounds
yeah.
and he was amazed and wasn't going to go back to the other stuff.
Yeah.
You said the key things are the oil and crunchy. It's about crunch, isn't it?
It's about crunch, exactly. You want to maintain that crunch. Here's the neat thing that happens when you very, very, very slightly roast or slightly steam vegetables. Slightly. What happens is you release the sugars and you break the bitter bond. There are chemicals that make some of these vegetables bitter. They're called alkaloids. And you disrupt the alkaloids and you release the sugars when they're slightly steamed and slightly heated. So all of a sudden you have a delicious snack that's oily, that meets your body's need for fat, it's salty, it meets your body's need for salt, and it has a slight amount of sweetness that meets your body's need for sweetness. It is so delicious, and then the crunch. It is so delicious, you'd never even dream of eating Doritos after that. And by the way, did you see the new Taco Bell product with inside a Doritos chip?
Yes.
How in your face can you be?
No kidding.
How in your face. Not only Taco Bell, but then wrapped Doritos chip.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't think I could eat that now, not after the transformation that I've made. There's absolutely no way. For people that are celebrating, you know, you have Passover, of course, going through that, and Easter and whatnot. What can people eat over these holidays? Crunchy things.
I know. Crunchy things, absolutely lots of crunchy things. But fish, go crazy. Well, don't go crazy on fish. Unfortunately, we've done a number on our fish. But get your protein needs with fish and oil. And lots and lots and lots of veggies to fill you up. Nuts, seeds, but you got to be a little bit careful with those. Don't go crazy. Egg salads with essential fatty acids, oil or coconut oil. You know what? Have we talked about coconut oil, by the way?
We have, but it's only once. Wait, coconut oil is like an elixir, isn't it?
Maybe we should. Oh, I'm telling you. Maybe we should wait, though. We should say that. We did. We talked about it already.
Right, but so that's what we'll do next time for everybody listening. You know, we've emphasized,
that's
obviously, water.
That's a power food. That's a major power food.
Yeah. Coconut oil. We'll talk about coconut oil next time when you're on the show. But for now, we want to leave everybody with that Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Pick it up, AmericaTonightTeam.com. You can go there. Ben talks about it all the time. I talk about it all the time. He's right. That's what I did. I dragged it around. I didn't just drink it all down. It's easy to do. I'm telling you, if I can do it, anybody can do it. And especially the water thing, too. So easy. Ben, have a great holiday, my friend.
Thank